Alaska Housing Finance Corporation officials say that about 70% of the people who signed up for the energy rebate program 18 months ago have stayed with the plan and gotten money back for the work they have done to make their homes more energy efficient. The average payment to each homeowner has been $6,100 of the $10,000 cap for each participant. Carrie Bowling, an energy specialist with AHFC, told the Senate Resources Committee this morning that there are plenty of other smaller steps homeowners can take to use less energy. As an example, he listed $100 in supplies, compact fluorescent light bulbs, a water-saving shower head, extra insulation for a water heater, weather stripping and caulk for windows and doors, a timer for an engine block heater, and a power strip.
So you come up with, for that $100 investment, you're saving $650 a year. And your mileage may vary, but this gives you a little indication of just some very, very simple things that just about anybody can do to help cut their energy bill.
He cautioned people doing more advanced work themselves to think of their home as a complete system by considering the effects of moisture, airflow, and combustibles. He said when renovating older homes, people should not think about energy alone.
The bottom line is you want your house built tight, but you want it ventilated right. If you just build tight and don't ventilate, you're going to have problems. You're going to have problems in your house.
Bowling suggested that homeowners look for energy tips on AHFC's website, ahfc.us.